It's episode 204, and we've got plugins for Facebook feed embedding, self-expiring sticky posts, admin bar tools, better search, and a great new plugin for importing and exporting settings from the customizer. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular
content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. And welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode coming to you direct from the Great White North in a new year. Welcome back. I'm John Overall.
And coming to you from the blistering cold Midwest of Southern Illinois, I'm Marcus Couch.
Hopefully you're not freezing your butts out too badly out there. So, at any rate, we got the usual great show for you today. And don't forget, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com. Or if you got a couple of minutes, we would greatly appreciate your time for a review in Stitcher or in the iTunes Store.
Hey, what a better way to start off the new year, John, than dropping by the iTunes Store and leaving us a nice review. Let us know what we meant to you as far as WordPress gains in 2014 and what you expect from us in the coming year. So head on over to the iTunes Store, find us, just search for WordPress and click on podcasts. We're right there. And leave us a review. It just takes 2 minutes and it greatly helps the rankings for the show, the ratings for the show, and helps bring a bigger audience and a larger community that's interested in WordPress and specifically WordPress plugins.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, you know, so many people are probably in iTunes now anyway with all them gift cards, those new iPhones, tablets, apps. You know, hey, you're there. Take a few minutes. Give us a review. So anyway, don't forget also, we are WordPress professionals, make our living with WordPress. I myself do it by helping people fix their broken websites or helping them save money when they're getting ready to build a WordPress website or redoing one. Helping them choose those right set of plugins so for they save time and money. You can hire me, give me a call, 818-850-7729, or send me an email to john@wppro.ca.
And it's time to start that new year resolution, and that would be a brand new website. John, it's time for a brand new website. It's the brand new year. It's time. Go to GoDaddy.com and just pick out any .com domain name and type in the code plugin 149 right at the bottom of the cart where it says you got a promo code, and you say, heck yes. Marcus gave me one on WordPress Plugins A to Z. It's Plugin 149. You can walk right out of there with a $1.49 domain name.
No doubt. Probably going to be using that pretty quick to build that website for my wife for the new running team. Going to be doing a special run. More on that as the episodes move along. So, looks like we don't have a whole lot of news. Been quiet between Christmas and New Year's. So, pretty much time for us to head into the meat and potatoes, eh?
All right, let's let them know what's new.
All right, off we go. All right, well, this week here, I've got a plugin to help your search function improve on your website. It's called Better Search. And this plugin here is a change-up, and I've added it to the WP Plugin A to Z website. So if you're in there doing searching, let us know what you think of the way it's working. It gives a little bit better layout on the page, a little bit more cleaner functionality to the search functions itself. When you're setting it up, it allows you to do some tweaking as to exactly what you're going to do on the site and how you're going to get everything in there and laid out. So all in all, it turned out to be better than the search function we had in there before. I know I've never used the WordPress default search, or I shouldn't say never. I haven't used it in many years because it's never been all that great. But this one here does some really great improvements over the last one we had in there, and I don't even remember what it was now. I think it was all-in-one search or something. And just want to check this one out. It's a great one. Works very well. Gives you some customizable output options, some general options. If you want to customize the CSS output, you can deal with that. It also gives you some stats. And it does also have a premium version on it that you can add a few things to it. So give it a check out. Better search. And I gave it a 4 Dragon rating.
All right. Well, John, one of the things that you know in both on-show and off-show discussions is I despise Facebook.
I've heard that once or twice.
So, you know, sometimes clients have these needs where they want to embed Facebook or use Facebook, and you just can't fight. You can't fight the tide. You know, you just got to sometimes just deal with it. Mm-hmm. And dealing with Facebook code can be a real pain when it comes to WordPress.
Oh, yes.
And I found a really, really nice plugin called Facebook Feed that allows you to easily, and I mean easily, display a customizable feed of your Facebook page right on your WordPress website. Now, it lets you do it just with a short code. Facebook-feed is the short code. And then you can customize exactly what gets displayed. Now, what I really liked about this is one particular feature alone, which is it allowed me to display events from my Facebook feed. I could literally let the client not get into WordPress and do all these crazy events and try and make all this stuff, but they could do it within Facebook, and I could just import that stuff within one page. So I thought it was really easy. To me, it's the perfect plugin for Facebook, but because it's Facebook, I had to take a point away. So I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Well, you know, that's one drawback, but I like the feature of the events. That's actually kind of nice, because then I've had clients that don't want to understand a new feature in their website and use the Facebook stuff. And it's a nice way to import it. I like that.
Yeah, it's very handy, and it's a good way for people to just RSVP for stuff without having to go through all the sign-up and all that other stuff. So it's really nice.
All right. Well, the next one I've got here is called the Custom Admin Bar. And this one here I really kind of like because, you know, it's really nice to be able to. I've tried different admin bar customizers over the last couple of years, and I've never found one that just really stuck with me. And I think this one might, because one of the great things it does, it allows me to create branding, my own branding up in the admin bar, and then underneath my own branding logo, it creates a drop-down menu where I can create some customized links. And when I build a website where the client is there and I'm maintaining stuff, I can put my links in there and link them back to answers on my website for some of the common questions they ask me, or if they want to contact me for support so they can remember how to get to support me. And all in all, it turned out to be a really nice feature for customizing the admin bar, and it's one that just might stick with me. In fact, so good and so easy to use and set up, I just had to give this one a top 5 Dragon rating.
Beautiful. That's got a lot of different support things that you can do, even links to checklists or different support or news or anything like that. So that's pretty cool. I like the support aspect.
That's and the biggest even thing I saw for it.
And you could even incorporate something like a link that is a Skype link. Mm-hmm. So it could directly Skype you or something like that. That's pretty cool. Well, speaking of cool, one of the cool things about WordPress is the customizer that allows you to change different settings with your theme, background images, background colors, fonts, things like that, right within one simple little custom interface. But the problem with it, John, is that you can't move the custom settings from one to another, so you have to really kind of redo your customization from one site to the next. Well, no more, my friend. This one is called Customizer Export Import, and it allows you to save your settings for customization.
Nice.
export them, download them, and then go to your next site that has this plugin installed and import that same file, and all of your customization settings are exactly perfect, totally the way that you want them. Now, here's what's really unique about this plugin. The files are named after your theme, and they can only be used to import settings for that theme or that child theme that they came from.
That's interesting.
So you can't set them up for one theme and then try and hybrid that into another theme. It only works for that theme. And that's really nice because you can almost like stage something with a customizer on the backstage site and not have to go through all the rigmarole of migrating a theme. You could just migrate the theme settings or change the theme settings.
I like that.
So this one's really, really handy, and I gave it a perfect 5 out of 5.
That could be very handy. I'm going to have to give that a test because I'm always staging websites, then I have to move stuff. So,
yeah, because this now gives you a different dimension. Yeah. You can set up one kind of base block theme and then do the customization through the customizer and then just change those custom settings.
Yeah, that's nice. Okay, well, the final one I've got here today is another customizer to your admin menu. And this one here is mostly for developers' usage. It includes settings in it, such as what it does is called helpful information, and it creates a new menu on your admin bar called helpful information. And in this, it lists up there, drop down tells you what theme you're currently using, any custom templates you've got, post types. It tells you what scripts are being used, which ones are queued up to be used, which ones are registered on your website, how many are registered. It tells you what styles are being used on the particular page you're looking at. And this works in both the front end and the back end of the site. So it's a very nice feature. It allows you to look and see what plugins are being included on that page, what core settings are being included on it. All of the information a developer would need to know if they're trying to, in particular, I can see this of use, if you're trying to debug a problem and you're trying to figure out what's loading on that page, this will help tell you what's happening with it. All in all, this is a really great little add-on for you developers out there. It could save you tons of time, and I'm looking forward to using this on more and more websites as I'm sorting through and doing debugging and figuring out issues with it. I had to give this one a top 5 dragon rating. So it's called helpful information.
Now, does it, how do I put this? Does it, so on a page by page basis, the output of this actually changes based on what plugins are being called through the system at the time?
Yes. You know, and because not all plugins are called on every single page. Yeah. You know, and
so, those of you trying to troubleshoot maybe specific pages that have enormous load times, this is perfect for that.
Yeah.
Because then you can pinpoint from one to the other and even start just a blank page with no content on it.
Yeah.
And use that as a litmus test versus something that's kind of a bloated, huge, fully grown post.
Yeah. And I got
really nice plugin, John.
It is. It is. That's why I had to give it a top rating. I mean, I was looking at the information it provided and I'm thinking, God, I could have used this a couple of weeks ago when I was trying to figure out what was wrong.
Yeah. And I can think of a site right now I'm having some issues on that it would help me investigate this just a little bit.
That's
further.
The thing is it helps you find things that it might not pinpoint it for you, but it'll give you a nice overall view and you can help bring yourself down to what's happening.
Right. Well, John, I'm going to talk about something. You know, we just ended the year. We expired the year. And perhaps some of you out there had some posts that maybe should have expired too, maybe some sticky posts. And this plugin is called Expire Sticky Posts. And what it lets you do is you can set a post to be sticky, but then you put an expiration date as to when it'll stop being sticky. And then just revert back into the normal archive of posts again. So I thought this was really handy. I don't use sticky posts that often, but I can definitely see a use for it for those that do. So it was quite handy, and I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. Yeah, I don't use sticky posts that often. I do know a few clients that do, and this could be very useful for them. So.
Yeah, having this functionality kind of makes me want to use sticky posts if I know that I can just leave something up there for, you know, a week or 2 weeks or something like that.
All right. Well, in this episode here, I covered up better search, giving you better search function than any other that I've found in quite a while. Gave it a 4 rating. The custom admin bar to allow you to customize the admin bar and brand it with your own logo, which I gave a 5 dragon rating to. And then the helpful information to help you developers pinpoint those problems, which I gave a 5 rating to.
And I talked about Facebook Feed, which allows you to embed events and other Facebook pages directly in WordPress with one short code. Gave that one a 4 out of 5. Customizer Export Import, which allows you to save and migrate settings out of your customizer. Gave that one a perfect 5 out of 5. And we just discussed Expire Sticky Posts, which allows you to set an expiration date for all of those sticky posts on your site. And I gave that one a 4 out of 5.
All right, and a little commercial for you. If you're tired of the same old stock photography, check out Canada Stock Photo, featuring great, unique, not found anywhere else stock photo images. Excellent photos. So check it out at canadastockphoto.com.
And if you're looking for some great hosting from GoDaddy.com, and remember, they've improved a great deal as far as hosting goes. And speaking of great deal, just use coupon code PLUGIN30, and you'll save 30% on any hosting plan, any term length.
All right, and a little reminder, we would greatly appreciate you taking the time to drop in the iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio and give us a review.
Absolutely. And how can they contact us, John?
They can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can drop me a line, email at john@wppro.ca.
You can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch, and remember to follow the show at WP Plugins A to Z.
And that's all we got for you now. Have yourselves a very happy new year. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.